in any career, it's true that women haven't always had the same opportunities as men. Historical accounts will tell us men's names and accomplishments before we hear about the women who also had an impact. And even then, there's the possibility they'll only be a footnote in the man's life. But that doesn't mean they're not there. Much the same is true in radio. When I was 18 years old and new to my college's radio station, I'd heard the same history of men being the pioneers and trailblazers in the industry. I was also told why women hadn't necessarily gotten the spotlight. In listening to This American Life's Freedom Fries, an explanation of vocal fry and how it's kept women off the air, I realized my voice had the potential to keep me out of the studio. This, on top of already present ideas of how men were the dominant voices in politics, pop culture, sports, and more, could have had the power to change my mind about my path, causing me to pursue another route in the media industry rather than doing something I truly enjoyed. However, that's not what happened. Before any doubt could set in, I realized there was something missing. Women's voices, both in the literal sense and in the sense that women who were a driving force in the industry weren't having their stories told. That brings us to the purpose of this project. For my senior honors thesis at the University of Olivet, I will be producing a podcast to shed light on some of the unique women, particularly in the United States, who overcame sexism and lack of access to an industry that they were passionate about. This is also the story of the people who helped them get to those places, including the men, because feminist issues cannot be tackled without help from everyone willing to give it. From the first female radio DJ to women still blazing a trail through the industry, this is Feminist Frequencies.